I was praying last night when an angel broke the light. He said, I'm gonna have to put you on hold for a time. I said, hold like hell. Let me talk to the boss. He said, sorry, sinner, it's the boss's day off. And I realized then that the wages of sin was $2 an hour and working weekend. I was ignoring the thief who was lashed to the cross. He cried, help me get this son of a bitch off. I said I would if I could. I can't, so I won't. Well, I wouldn't want you messing your hair up, so don't. And I realized then that the wages of sin was all the lumber you can carry, all the nails you can bend. The wages of sin, the reward of fear, is worrying and threatening every second of the year. If heaven is guilt, no sex and no show, then I'm not sure if I really want to go. Of sin, the price that you pay is worrying and fretting every second of the day. The church and the state, your God and country kind. One gets your body, the other gets your mind. Mary, Mary Magdalene, how about a date? You've been wasting your time staying up so late. Your boyfriend's dead, the word is you're a whore. Just about then I heard a knock on the door, and I realized then that the wages of sin was a bad reputation and too many friends. The wages of sin, the wages of sin, the wages of sin, the wages of sin.
I guess I should get on with more stuff. Not only play stuff for 30 minutes, you know, thereby stretching your attention span way past the breaking point when it was only as long as a commemorative miniature Louisville Slugger to begin with.
When you're driving through the desert and your car runs out of gas, lots of luck. Lots of luck. When you try to stop some strangers, they will holler as they pass. Lots of luck, pal. Lots of luck. So you walk 8 miles and all uphill to call the auto club. And the whole thing's nip and tuck. 'Cause they'll ask you for your number, and your number's in your wallet, and your wallet's in your car, so lots of luck. When you're television set breaks down and needs repairing bad. Lots of luck, pal. Lots of luck. You look through the yellow pages for an honest looking ad. Lots of luck, pal. Lots of luck. Then the fellow comes and says your set must go into the shop. And he takes it in his truck. 4 months later, when he brings it back, it's someone else's set. Besides, he drops it down the steps, so lots of luck.
But if we could find a nice little empty bungalow just for me and you, where we could bill and cow. No, where we could bull and cow.
Do you know what you're trying to say?
Yes, it's not what I'm thinking of.
Herpes is a problem, but it's not your life. Your life is not what a little virus makes of it, but what you and whoever loves you make of it.
I do a yelp and they throw me a cutlet. Somebody pats her hair. Everyone's nice to the subhuman species. I'm under the table with her.
The high tech.
Nothing is better than ecstasy.
My gal is red hot. No gal ain't doodle a squat. Well, she ain't got money, but man, she's really got a lot. Well, I got a gal, 6 feet four, sleep in the kitchen with her feet at the door. But my gal is red hot. Your gal ain't doodle a squat. Yeah.
Listen to this, if you can. How do you rate your embarrassment response? A. Hi. B. Hello. C. Good evening.
You just received a poodle brisket from the B'nai B'rith. And you're comfortable.
I'm not being pushed around. I'm absolutely ridiculous. Let's not kid ourselves. I make the decisions. Let's not kid ourselves. We're going to try to give it to them. We shouldn't delude ourselves. See the light of those nuclear weapons. Feel the heat. We're not moving now. See the light. You're dealing with human beings. Feel the heat. Feel the heat. Feel the heat.
Eggs suck and dull. I'm gonna stomp your head in the ground. If you don't stay out of my hen house, you dirty old egg sucking.
Come and get it!
Puppies!
Yes, those puppies are tearing into a tent full of Billy Jack dog food. You know, the dog food that Billy Jack likes.
Well, dig in, Granny. And now, look out for my Billy Jack flea collars. And Billy Jack's shoe scrapers, too.
That's right, Jack. You can get them at your qualified neighborhood dog food dealer.
Put me down. You stepped in my bowl, Billy.
You decide to skip mass and abuse drugs today, and you're comfortable.
There's no use to panic till we find out what it really is.
You stop that. nights were bold but still smelled like dookie. I was a minor slovenly duke in Crapshire province and a heller in pink tights, despite my reputation for a sharp tongue, a quick fart, and a half-concealed dirk. I once slugged it out in chainmail and swords with a great bladder brain mine own size, cursing right demonic over a wench of dubious regard but great passion. After a time, we stopped to catch our breaths, and I ruined the crowd of giddy onlookers with my sudden burst of enlightenment, loudly braying, "Good sirrah, doth this not be Dame Not That Goody, who hath been recounted as banging the good men of the pub, the king's guard entire, 4 milk goats, a rawhead, and a portly Chinaman as well? Aye? Then why dost we fight? She be a wagon full of the pox, and just waiting to attack our manly parts. Let us spit on her doorway, fight no more, and have an ale on me." And although I later learned that he had befouled a visiting cabin boy whose legs were too bandied from sea life to escape him as the local stable sweepers did, we were stout friends from that day forward. Yes, 'twas a great fall fest.
Pride welled in his breast. He thought it unseemly for him to serve. The devil and his band of followers, who likewise suffered the sin of pride, were defeated in battle by the Lord and his host, and were banished to the outermost depths of hell, never to know the presence of the Lord or look on heaven again.
Says I got the wrong attitude. I should see the chap and get straight with Jesus.
Jesus Christ, it's sugar.
Please hang up and try again.
In Greece, for instance, it was believed that Huey was a son of the Hyperborean Apollo, that he could cure earaches and severe itching, that he could turn a full-sized man into a head of romaine lettuce.
I'd like a glass of cold gravy with a hare in it, please.
Don't put your day job.
railroad subconscious fighting its way through. What do you want from me anyway?
You think that's bad? I found a scorpion in my Happy Meal.
Has pleased Almighty God of his great mercy to take unto himself the soul of our brothers here departed, we therefore commit their bodies to the ground, earth to earth, ashes to ashes, dust to dust, in sure and certain hope of the resurrection to exist.
Remember, no matter how rough things get, you could always be the poor sap who bought a McDonald's franchise in Darfur. Never sing to a baby in Gaelic because it'll grow horns, and always, I forget. Stay in school, don't do drugs, support our troops, don't drink Sterno, for God's sakes. And buy me a copy of that Mellotron plugin for Max, Mtron Pro, or I'm gonna come sit on your garage roof and sing filthy songs really loudly, and buddy, I know a lot of them. Speaking of which, parts of tonight's program came from Godly and Cream's Consequences, Forensics' Lucifer, Bob Rivers' Chicken Stealing Bob by the band that dare not speak its name, R. Crumb's Cheap Suit Serenaders, David Bowie doing some Kurt Weill, The Rainmakers, Alan Sherman doing Lots of Luck, Beaver World by The Shades, Monty Python, Johnny Cash, Leonard Bernstein's Mass, Daniel Dax doing a killer cover of Tomorrow Never Knows, me playing the ever-loving theme to Futurama on the pipe organ, Go Bender, as well as several synthesizer fills, They Might Be Giants and Lycia doing Pray. This is Help Hope Huey reminding you to please support your local public, independent, and internet radio stations, because that's the only way you're going to hear fine programs like the one I just did. Same to you. Okay, always happy to do my part for the inner side, vile though it is. When you see anyone wearing a red suit, there's only a 1 in 3 chance that it's Santa Claus. It's more likely a vindictive code compliance officer or a wino, although in this economy, Santa could be forced to cover all 3 jobs. There's a fine line between being creative and just being a blithering drunk. Thanks for listening to me fall right on it. And now for a flagon of eggnog-flavored Milk of Amnesia Everclear and extract of whatever Scooter had in that unlabeled bottle in the back of the fridge. Well, look, I'm a flying reindeer.
And that was the legendary KPFT programmer and notable sub-genius prophet, Help Hope Huey. Peace be upon to him. Huey held down the morning drive time in the formative years of KPFT, and he was sadistic enough to share that last 30 minutes with us.